And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. That means I'm reading something in Scripture and it jumps out at me and it says, Dave, you must pay attention to me. I need to be applicable in your life. This one's called Recognize. Recognize. Also, we'll have Russell Shubin, Director of Christian Outlook, joining us to review the best of the best of the best of the best of almost the best of Christian talk radio. I don't think we're on it. So I think it's almost the best. Anyhow, we're going to look at another DDD called Wrong Accumulations, something that was revealed and I think is very interesting for us to review. And then today's Facebook post, yes, yes, yes.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. This is a very different view. I lowered my chair. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's justified radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by.
And only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Ready for a night of fun and laughter? San Diego Christian College and One-Eyed Possum Production presents Charity is Fun Comedy Night Live, a one-night-only event, Saturday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. Enjoy clean, family-friendly comedy featuring Taylor Tomlinson, the finalist in Last Comic Standing, and a special guest appearance from Comedy Central. Charity is Fun Comedy Night Live will be held at San Diego Christian College in Santee and emceed by Josh Lawson. VIP and general admission tickets are on sale now, starting at $25. Seating is limited. San Diego Christian College is offering a special discount to alumni and students. 100% of the proceeds from Charity is Fun Comedy Night will go towards San Diego Christian College student scholarships. Don't miss Charity is Fun Comedy Night live at San Diego Christian College in Santee. For all the details and to purchase tickets, visit sdcc.edu. That's sdcc.edu.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kits and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where I'm using my deep radio voice so people can really know I'm talking from my diaphragm. Okay. I just want to let people know we can do that. Or I can talk up here at that higher register. It doesn't really matter.
I like when you give out Sam's phone number really slow. You do it slow and really low. You can't do slow and normal, but you do slow and low.
You know, at home, sometimes I sit there and my wife and I are talking and she'll say something that, you know, I might disagree with. And instead of being one of those guys that, like, you know, throws things or gets mad, sometimes I'll go, nobody knows. I start singing that.
I like the thing you were telling me about that you got into the habit of, because you guys always talk like as you're walking away. And so you kind of just come, she says something and you can't hear it. You kind of just go, ah, like back some random thing.
Yeah. Well, at this point in our communication, sometimes now we communicate through the dog, which is really funny. Because she'll say something that I'll find it to be startling, and I'll look at Levi, and then I'll turn my head. You know how you tilt your head at a dog? And then the dog will tilt his head just a little. That's the communication. See? But you get to that level, right? It's like I can communicate through the dog to my wife. Anyway, let's see. I'm not going to do, I don't think I'm doing the DDD later. And I wrote a DDD today for the first time ever, and I'm not doing it today. The first time ever. I almost cried while I was writing it. Ooh, it's really kind of like one of those touching, has to do with losing a spouse. And so we're going to talk about that next week. I didn't think I was kind of quite prepared to go down that route. But I do want to cover a couple things in the early part of this. I do want to let you know this segment brought to you by Steve Wheeler and Coral Wheeler and Whitefields Ministries. And he sent me, Steve did, a picture of a radio station in Uganda. Now watch this, that Onesimus is somebody that was trained at SoCal Seminary. And KPRZ and SoCal Seminary have done a bunch of stuff together. And Onesimus came in here and we had a chance to interview him. And this is while he was getting his degree so that he could be pastoring in Uganda. So he is in Uganda and he's doing these radio ministries. And Steve took a picture of it because Steve was on the radio with Onesimus in Uganda, and they took a picture of it and sent it to me because they both met here at the studio. And 4 years later, they're in Uganda, and Onesimus is doing the radio show. It's so cool. Don't you get how that? So they met here, nothing to do with anything, but it was like the Lord bringing in a divine appointment. So they meet here, and then Onesimus finishes his degree, goes into Uganda, plants churches, and has planted multiple churches and actually helps people with churches all over in this region and has a radio show. And Steve goes to Uganda to minister and advance the gospel, and they hook up, and Steve's on his radio show. It's just awesome. I love it. So we'll get that posted pretty soon. I think I put it on my timeline. Whitefields.org. I told you earlier this week, you guys did such a great job helping them financially. I'm not asking for that. I don't care about that. I want you to just pray for Steve and for Coral as they're traveling around and advancing the gospel. And you can pray for people like Onesimus who have just trained here in San Diego in SoCal Seminary and took that education, went back to where he lived and has been planting churches and overseeing churches because of the San Diego Christian community helping him. And by the way, he was able to get that education in connection with them and connection with KPRZ. It's just, you just don't know that one thing that you might do or that one meeting you might have, how much impact that could have and change lives all over the world. You have no idea. And you think, oh, well, no, that can't happen. Let me tell you something. If God wanted to, he can make the rocks cry out and sing. So, yeah, anything can happen. Whitefields.org. I encourage you to go there. Pray for Steve. Pray for Coral. Be a blessing for them by praying for them, and they would just greatly appreciate it. Steve will be in studio the first week of July. Let's get into our first DDD. And it is called Recognize. Do we have a sound for Recognize?
You better recognize. You better recognize.
Recognize. You know, isn't there like a football thing or a movie thing where they go recognize? I know there's something like that. Like, recognize.
No, it was a big like rap thing for a while. Like, you better recognize.
Really? I think they stole it. Not that any of the material they have is new. That's not my point. My point is, I think they stole it. I mean, there used to be like this recognize. I think it was a preacher now that I think about it. Like an old-time gospel preacher, like a Billy Sunday kind of guy. Anyhow, let's just get into this. Luke chapter 19, verse 41 through 44. As Jesus approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it. And he said, if only you had known on this day what would bring you peace. But now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will barricade you and surround you and hem you in on every side. They will level you to the ground, you and your children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of your visitation from God. Well, this is not somebody going in going, man, you guys are going to be doing great in the future. This was not that. This is Jesus going, I'm really discouraged or I'm really down for you. And he wept over the city because they did not catch that it was the Lord that was coming to them, and they missed it. They missed their day of visitation. I want to tell you a couple of things. When Jesus makes reference for the days will come upon you when your enemies will barricade you, in 70 AD, as most people historically are aware of, when Titus, the general, came marching in to Jerusalem, they all the people were barricaded in their inner rooms in their houses. And when it says not one stone will be left on another in reference to the temple, they had set the temple on fire. This is one of the few things that is not urban legend. They had set the temple on fire. The temple was filled with gold. The gold seeped all over the rocks. And so they pulled the rocks apart and scraped off the gold from the rocks so that they can completely financially vanquish the temple. And so when Jesus said one stone will not be left upon another, it's one of those times that this was not a hyperbole. This was what happened, because they ripped all the rocks apart to get the gold. And it's like, wow, that was a really specific prophecy. But Jesus comes and he weeps, as he often does for you and I, even though you and I are believers. And for the people that are not believers, he's weeping for them because they're not believers and their loss is going to be much, much greater. But look what he says. He says, if you had only known on this day what would bring you peace. And let me tell you something. That is absolutely directed at unbelievers, but it is absolutely applicable to believers. If only you knew what would bring you peace. I know that the medicating feels good for a while, and I'm not unaware of that as somebody who's been through that process on multiple levels. But it doesn't last. It's always short-lived. And the Lord weeps for us, too, because we don't even know what will bring us peace. And the answer for bringing peace was and always will be Jesus. And you're looking for this. If I have this in my life, I have this in my life, I'll have peace. And people are searching for peace. Like, it's like no limit there, because the world is getting nuttier. The things are getting crazier. You're getting into a month where they're telling you anything can happen at any time, because some of the suicide bombers can pop up anywhere, and everybody's kind of walking with a little bit more fear. It's not 9/11, but it's close to that kind of mindset. And people are walking in fear and not peace. And it's like, look, Jesus comes in to a city and to a life and brings peace. And he wept for them because he said, you don't even recognize the time of your visitation from God. God comes and visits you and I. And we are so filled with fear and sometimes so insensitive, we don't even recognize that the Lord's trying to connect with us. I think about Paul sometimes when he's on the road to Damascus. I mean, God had to knock him on his keister, blind him, and go, like, now I got your attention. It's like, are we that bad? Are we that a hard of hearing? Are we that insensitive to the Lord that we cannot even tell that the peace that is available to us, we don't even access that peace? Because that peace is Jesus. And if you're not sure why Jesus is the peace that you're looking for, remember this. One of his titles is Prince of Peace. So he holds the authority of peace. And some of you out there, you're missing peace. You know what brings you peace? Jesus. And whether you're a believer or if you're not a believer, that peace still comes from Jesus Christ, the peace that you're looking for. All right, we'll take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, don't go anywhere.
When I was younger, so much younger than today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Separation from a spouse or legal partner is difficult. Plain and simple. Child custody, visitation challenges, spousal support disagreements, and so forth can be incredibly messy if proper legal groundwork has not been set. Family law attorney Robert J. Balmer has been helping separated couples navigate the uneasy waters of divorce and legal separation for over 40 years. Robert is an experienced professional and will always talk to you straight. If you need help with any family law situation, call Robert Balmer, B-A-U-M-E-R, for a free legal consultation. He'll give you good, sound advice about your situation and what should be done. For a free consultation with Robert, call 619-497-0054. The law offices of Robert J. Balmer, a good team to have on your side. 619-497-0054. 619-497-0054.
God guides us through the rapids of change.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Joe Stoll. Joe writes, I was enjoying the start of my first whitewater rafting experience until I heard the roar of the rapids up ahead. My emotions were flooded with feelings of uncertainty, fear, and insecurity at the same time. Riding through the white water was a first-rate white-knuckle experience. And then suddenly, it was over. The guide in the back of the raft had navigated us through. I was safe, at least until the next set of rapids. Joe continues, transitions in our lives can be like whitewater experiences. The inevitable leaps from one season of life to the next, college to career, changing jobs, living with parents to living alone or with a spouse, career to retirement, youth to old age, all are marked by uncertainty and insecurity. In one of the most significant transitions recorded in Old Testament history, Solomon assumed the throne from his father David. I'm sure he was filled with uncertainty about the future. His father's advice? Be strong and courageous, and do the work, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. We'll have our fair share of tough transitions in life, but with God in our raft, we're not alone. Keeping our eyes on the one who is navigating the rapids brings joy and security. He's taken lots of others through before. Spend time in God's Word every day of the week with the Our Daily Bread mobile app and ebook. Go to getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We do want to let you know if at any point you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is a fantastic way to go about that. We're going to get right to our guest because there is no shortage of news ever. The slow news week in our lives right now is about 1,900 different headlines. Anyway, our very own Russell Shubin, who from Christian Outlook, who is the coordinator, the director, the overseer, the maker sure that everything goes right-er of Christian Outlook. You can go to ChristianOutlook.com here, KPRZ. You can listen to it Saturdays at 11 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m., and Sundays at 11 p.m. Russell, sir, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a holiday weekend, so I hope at least some of your listeners get to take a break if you don't get to take a break.
Yeah, I'll get my break coming up, just not quite yet. I was telling Tugboat Todd just yesterday, I started yesterday's day at 5:30, and at 5:30 in the morning, finished at 9:35 in the evening. I thought that was long.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a little long even for me, and I got a lot of energy. Yeah. All right, my friend, you guys have got yet another great gathering of information and shows with the best of the best of the best of the best. What do you got happening this week?
Well, I hope listeners have been tracking with the news and tracking with the reminder yet again that we have an enemy in radical Islamic terrorism, and that was we were reminded once again at the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester in the UK, and we take a look at what happened there with the 22 lives that were lost prematurely. We talked, Eric Metaxas and Kevin McCullough talk, and then Kevin McCullough in his own program turns to Bernie Kerik from the New York PD, no stranger to terrorism in his own career, and they sort through that and what we ought to be learning from that here in our country and what we ought to be learning as individuals as well. And then this is graduation season, and graduation season opens up the opportunity for all the weirdness and the protests and the walkouts and the ability to celebrate a commencement speaker from the left, but the unwillingness even to accept a commencement speaker from the right. And Vice President Pence was a speaker at a couple commencements, including Notre Dame, and Notre Dame had a walkout of at least 100 students. Georgine Rice talks to Everett Piper of Oklahoma Wesleyan about that, and Albert Mohler sums up with more on that. Father's Day is approaching, and with that kind of in mind, we talked to Meg Meeker. She wrote, "Hero, being the strong father for your children," and it's a reminder once again for those of us who are fathers or aspiring to be fathers of what a critical role we play in our children's lives and in our grandchildren's lives. And can't get enough of that, because the culture at large has more fun mocking fathers than celebrating them. And Blaine Adamson is the owner of a company called Hands On Originals, and he's a T-shirt maker in Kentucky, and he's been fighting in the courts because he refused to make print T-shirts related to celebration of a gay pride festival, and he just had a victory in the court. It's a celebration. It's a victory for religious liberty, and you get more details in the program. Jim Campbell of ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, talks to Frank Sontag about that. And then it was back in 2012 when Colorado legalized recreational marijuana, not the absolute first, but kind of the dramatic start of the recreational marijuana movement. And 4 years later, Bob Burney talks about the rise, not just of crime, not just of death behind the wheel, but of vagrancy and homelessness and all of these other things that relate to recreational marijuana and becoming a marijuana hotspot. So there we go.
All right. Now, let me tell you, we cannot possibly cover this. I'm already going to tell Tugboat, we got to go long because there's like six things and I got to really pick carefully. So I do want to remind people, don't forget, you know, when we're talking to Russell Shute about this, you can go online and listen to the show at ChristianOutlook.com or always hear it here at KPRZ. I want to comment on the Colorado thing real quickly and then kind of move up the list. I don't know if you know this or not, that happened in the last couple of days, and you probably do, but I'm just bringing it up. You know that they changed the law in regards to the way that the police can conduct fines and misdemeanor tickets and so on and so forth regarding people in public who defecate. I don't know if you heard about this. Just happened where they have reduced it, the penalty, significantly, and that's right out of Colorado, right because of what they've created as a homeless society. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. Just happened. And it's just so disgusting. It's like, you've got to be kidding that they're promoting that kind of thing and saying, hey, we're a great city? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a lack of, I mean, we become the culture at large chooses the sort of people that they want to become. And I hadn't tracked with that, but that seems to be a reflection of this, that we don't want to make a big deal of it. We don't want to fight this battle. We don't want to fight that battle. We don't want to do this. So we in the name of, I guess, tolerance, we end up tolerating the disgusting and the unsavory and the general coarsening of our culture. And it is sad, because it reflects the populations that have given themselves to trying to get high for a greater and greater period of the day, when they could be constructive and they could be making a positive contribution to the community. And so we ought to bemoan it for a number of reasons, not just because of the unsavory aspects that you know.
Yeah, it amazes me that the way that they're playing. I lived in Colorado for 2 1-year stints, and it saddens me, because it was a great place, and it's become something altogether now. I do want to bring up a little bit, and we'd be remiss not to talk about the Manchester scenario. I received a bulletin from Dr. Robert Jeffress, who's I have a relationship with, and he really says it well. It's like definitely in the aftermath, we need to be praying, but Christians cannot be so silent as to say nothing. Otherwise, we're going to see tens of thousands of people die more and more and more. And I was just curious on Christian Outlook what the overall temperature was in regards to what took place in Manchester, what the temperature was for the Christian response.
Well, I'm trying to think of what would be, I think what we talk about is genuinely Christian, but as far as what would distinguish a Christian response from what would be wise just for the public at large, I don't know that it would be distinguished, but the emphasis is on the willingness to label the threat. And if you're going to defeat an enemy, we had 8 years under the Obama administration where we were unwilling to label the enemy, and that's no way to defeat the enemy. And even now today, what the pattern seems to be is we all come together at the and we mourn and we grieve and we put out our symbols of support and standing with, in this case, the people of Manchester, but then we seem to forget in short order. So we both need to label the enemy, and label the threat, and also not be so quick to forget the threat that is a part of us. But I don't know if that hits directly on what would be the Christian response, but the wise Christian is the wise citizen, and I think it hits there a little bit.
All right, so that's good. So you're making a connection there between how everybody should be responding, more from that common sense point of view than anything else. Like, look, this is nutty, and you guys need to be aware of it. But what bothers me the most is Christians are like, well, don't say anything because we don't want to rile them up. Like, what? It's like, when did that, it's like this, so don't speak the truth so that they can just keep killing people. Like, people are like, well, we're just going to love them in. Why don't you just tell them, why don't you just use the truth? That's what saves people. It's so weird.
Exactly. With regard to the Muslim, including the Muslim in your neighborhood, you ought to love them enough to develop a relationship with them, in order to be a gospel witness to them, in order to be light and life to them. And you ought to be a good enough citizen to where you're, if you see some very concerning signs, and see radical affiliations, that you shouldn't be quiet. And those two aren't necessarily at odds with each other. It'd be very, very rare for there to be a tension there, because the overwhelming percentage are not minded towards radicalism. But we should not forget our Great Commission mandate as we see the threats in the world around us.
Yeah. Good. That's really good. That's a great way to say that. All right. Last, we only got about a minute left, but I have to ask you about it because, I watched it on television, and I'm going to say this. I think Mike Pence is just, I think he's fantastic. I like Mike Pence. I just don't know what the problem is. The people that walked out in Notre Dame, I'm just wondering if they're going to put that on their resume. that we walked out during the commencement speech. Because, you know, they're not going to get hired if they do that unless they go to work for the Hillary Clinton Foundation.
Well, the walking out is there is absolute. There are for every individual that walked out because they were forced to suffer through Mike Pence. There's got to be hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of conservative minded, Christian minded individuals that are graduating right now, this last week and this week and next week across the country, who sit and they receive and listen to a commencement speech from somebody that they don't like, that is left of center, and that ought to be the norm, and that has been the norm over the years. That you're not guaranteed somebody, to be addressed by somebody that everybody likes, but that's part of the American experiment, is that we hear ideas, we listen to them, and we interact with them. We don't shut our ears and stand up and disrupt and head out.
Yeah, you have to be willing to stand in your position, not run away like a little scared rabbit. All right, excellent job, my good friend, and I'm really counting on you and your wife and your family having an awesome weekend, an awesome time off, and taking a break. I do want people to know, ChristianOutlook.com. You can listen to the show right now and get this feedback right now, not just from Meg Meekers, who's been on this show, but from the different people talking about Manchester, talking about the different elements, and even in regards to the T-shirt gentleman in Kentucky, so you can hear the story firsthand. You can listen also here on KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, and on Memorial Day, thanks to all those down in San Diego who serve our great country.
Thank you. God bless you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back with our next DDD. Don't go anywhere.
Stop that boy, don't let him.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da'ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The Manchester terrorist bombing is getting extensive coverage on the cable news channels. Even without a high-profile attack like that, the news is filled with stories of violence. How should you talk to your children when bad things happen? This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Children see the news too, or they hear about it. For a young mind, stories of violence can be unsettling. The National Association of School Psychologists has several ideas on ways to approach them about violence. Find out how much they know. Be age-appropriate with information. What you tell them is on a need-to-know basis, and it depends on their age. Focus on feelings rather than facts. Kids may not be able to express their feelings in an articulate way, but it is important you make sure to validate their feelings when they share them. Reassure kids they are safe. Remind them that these are senseless acts of violence, and that there are good people all around whose job it is to keep us safe. Be honest. Don't pretend to have all the answers. The truth is, oftentimes we don't know why senseless acts of violence occur, and it's okay to say that. Look for signs of stress. It's important that you model calm behavior, and if you yourself are feeling anxious, be aware of how you're portraying that to your kids. And get involved. Your children need to feel like they have some sense of control over their environment, and that they can have an impact and make a difference. Get them involved at church or in a charity to help them do that. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I'm running along with the Savior. Step after step, I am ready to live in the kingdom. I know
God. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California. All right, we're going to get into the wrong accumulations, which is our DDD, in just a second. First, we want to talk about this very important element, and that is what's bugging me. Bad bug. All right, so this is brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly. ecolatermite.com, by the way. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. I'm going to make this simple. I got up this morning, and I was moving a little slow. I'm just being honest. I don't know what it is. I don't really think it's necessarily age as much as age. So I'm moving a little slow, and I get up, and I look, and our kitchen window shows the parking lot, our little apartment parking lot. And I'm looking, and, you know, because my wife, I always try to make sure I park farther away so she can park closer. And I'm looking at her car. There's no problems there except for somebody who doesn't live there or have that spot parked. Now, watch this. In the spot next to my wife, not a problem. Except they parked in such a way that if my wife were to back up by 12 inches, she would ram into the back of the truck. I mean, they parked in 1/4 of the spot she was in. It's 6 in the morning. I'm in my bathrobe. Guess what I'm doing? You want to guess what I'm doing? I'm writing a note. Now, you would think I would write a note that was really nasty, but I didn't because I know better, because that's a bad idea. And so I just wrote, you know, we would all really appreciate it if you would, you know, like kindergarten, stay within the lines. What? That makes absolute sense. When you color, you stay with. That was bugging me. I'm confessing it probably shouldn't have bugged me as much as it did. But I'm sitting there thinking, if my wife left at any point before this person left, she wouldn't have been able to get out. And I just think, when the person parked there, did they think, I care about no other human being in existence? So my encouragement is for all of us to be a little more courteous and aware that other people are on the planet. How about that? That is what's bugging me. You can't tell me that's a bad one. That's a good one.
Very good one.
Yeah. All right, let's get to it. We're going to go a minute late on this one just to let you know, and then we'll make it up in the last. This one's called Wrong Accumulations. What do you got?
What is she going to think when she comes in here? Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
So what?
And more video games than a teenage kid. Is that the $6 million man's boss?
It's Oscar Goldman.
Why do you have that?
All right, Genesis 35, 1 through 4 says this. God said to Jacob, go to Bethel at once and live there. Build an altar there to me, the God who appeared to you when you were running away from your brother Esau. So Jacob said to his family and all who were with him, get rid of the foreign gods that you have. Purify yourself and put on clean clothes. We're going to leave here and go to Bethel, where I will build an altar to the God who helped me in my time of trouble and who has been with me everywhere I have gone. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods that they had and also the earrings that they were wearing, and he buried them beneath the oak tree near Shechem. Now, here's something that's really interesting. Jacob had worked with Laban for 20 years. Now, I don't know if that's 2 decades. Think about 20 years ago right now. How old were you 20 years ago? It's a long time, right? And so then after that 20 years, God says, quick, I want you to move here. I want you to go to this place, right? And Jacob turns to his family. Watch this. His family. His kids, his daughter, his sons, his wives, and says, get rid of all of these foreign gods that you have. We know that he was partly talking about Rachel because she had stolen them from Laban. But he was telling them, get rid of all that stuff, you know, purify yourself and put on clean clothes. Because over 20 years of living in that area and living with Laban's relatives, they had some things that they had accumulated that were not good. And the reason that I bring this up is I'm reading this morning and I thought, you know, I've been doing radio for 4.5 years and doing this. And it is true that I think I have accumulated things in my life that the Lord doesn't like. And I let them sit there because I'm doing one thing. I don't pay attention to the other thing. And so in this case, you know, Jacob is trying to be honorable before the Lord and trying to walk right before God. But in that 20-year period, he allowed his family to accumulate things that they shouldn't have. Things like idols. And in our case, it would be things like toys and habits and behaviors and attitudes that we have accumulated over time that are not pure before the Lord. And it's like, that is not okay. I'm not saying you're supposed to be squeaky clean, perfect in the sense of you're going to be exactly like Jesus every time you live, walk, breathe, speak. That's not going to happen. That's why we have grace. That's what we depend upon. But it doesn't mean that you can go, oh, well, it's greasy grace, so therefore I'll just, you know, get rid of what I want to get rid of and kind of keep what I want to keep. You can't do that. And I'll tell you why. It's not the reason why. Well, because, and I know, I can hear it in the back of my head. I can hear the Old Testament professor I had right in the back of my head going, it's because God wants everybody to be, you know, walk perfectly. And then every time he'd speak in class, you'd hear like a lightning bolt behind him. Right? All right. Well, here's what Jacob said. Hey, we're going to get ourselves together and we're going to get ourselves cleaned up. And here is why. And here's what he said. Here's why. Because I'm going to honor the God who helped me in my time of trouble and the God who has been with me everywhere I've gone. Do you know why Jacob wanted to clean it up? Because he wanted to bring honor to the God who had helped him in his times of trouble, and he wanted to bring honor to the God who was with him wherever he went. And that should be our motivation. Our motivation is because, you know what? God has helped you every time, in every situation, get out of every trouble. And everywhere you've gone, he's been with you. And we owe it to him as a gesture of love to get rid of wrongly accumulated elements in our lives, toys, habits, behaviors, or things that are just not helping us in our walk. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about wrong accumulations. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
We hear a lot about moderation these days, the advantage of living somewhere in the middle when it comes to food, money, exercise, and other pursuits. But moderation is not a new idea. The book of Proverbs records the words of a man who hoped he didn't have too little so he wouldn't steal, or too much so he wouldn't forget about God. And since we can't always control what we have, perhaps we should make peace and contentment our goal, like the Apostle Paul. When we learn the secret of contentment, we can be thankful whether we have a little or a lot. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's reasons to be content on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66, start your journey home today.
God uses cracked pots, and I'm the visual aid.
Patsy Claremont on today's Focus on the Family Minute, painting a word picture of a cracked piece of pottery and how God can use our flaws for His purposes.
The Lord gave me a picture in my mind. I saw the Lord take His hand and scoop up light and put that light down inside of that picture and then cover the top of it. And then I heard Him ask me, Patsy, where does the light shine through? And I said, Lord, the light shines through the cracks, through the broken places. He said, that is how I am most manifested in your life. Not so much by what you do well naturally, but what I must accomplish in you supernaturally that others might know that I am.
Give those broken pieces of your life to God and hear more encouragement at familyminute.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I should tell you, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. This segment, this Facebook post brought to you by Sam Rasul, our good friend Sam Rasul. We just tell you, thinksam.com. We're going to go through this and go through that. Hey, stop. Forget it. You got some real estate stuff going on? Just get in touch with Sam. He won't charge you. He'll take care of you. You will absolutely not be sorry. You don't have to sign anything ahead of time. Meet with him. Talk to him. You like him? Great. You don't use him. There it is. It's right there. The proof is in the pudding with somebody like Sam. Zero problem. We encourage you to go to thinksam.com. Why? Well, it's easy. Thinksam.com. Who's that Muslim guy that's the real estate guy? This guy. This guy's that guy. Thinksam.com, 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. And if you're going to send somebody, you do it the way that Tugboat Todd and I do it together. We say, send them to Sam. Just send them on over. Thank you very much. I'm working on that. That's pretty good, huh? All right. You know, I used to do Sean Connery. I haven't done that in years. Right? Remember that when I used to do that?
That's my handle.
Yeah, my handle. Okay, there we go. All right, let's do our Facebook post. We have a sound for it. It's a good Facebook post. Got a lot of response. What do you got for our Facebook post?
Yes, yes, yes.
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 Yes, yes,
yes. Getting that, folks? Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, here we go. Psalm 118, verse 24. Everybody who's been in church for a little, I should say, for maybe a couple years and beyond, is familiar with this psalm. If you are into a church that has a high praise band, you would know this psalm, okay? It says this, "This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it." There used to be a song, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Okay, so you have that going on. Here's what's cool about this verse. This, not that then. In other words, we're talking about this is the day, not the day that you hear the trumpet, not the day that we all go up to the sky, not the day that we're dancing on streets of gold, not the day that, you know, we go on to whatever that thing is, however that elevation takes us, not that. It says this, as in today. You know what day the Lord made? Today. You know what you don't know? If He will make tomorrow. You have no idea. I don't know. You don't know. Well, this hasn't been fulfilled and this hasn't been fulfilled. It's funny because in the one single day of Jesus Christ's crucifixion, and in those 3 days, about 30% of all prophecies or 28%, I think is what they said, that became fulfilled in a three-day period. You don't know how long it'll take God to do whatever it is he wants to do, any more than I do, any more than any other scholar, any more than any other recent convert. The Lord will do it the way he wants to do it. It will be done. It will be done as he said. It will manifest in ways that you can't even imagine. Guess what? That's why this day, today, is the day which the Lord has made. And that you do have to love it when it says the day, because you know the Lord's telling us to take it one day at a time. Jesus makes that absolutely clear in Matthew chapter 6, where he says you're not allowed to take thought for tomorrow, for sufficient today is the evil thereof. Today. We all believe there will be a tomorrow. We just don't know for a fact. You can make all the bets, but you don't know. You just believe because you don't live in tomorrow. There's no philosophy that can get around this. This is the day the Lord. Of course, I love this breakdown because this is the day that, you know, science. This is the day that Darwin. This is the day that Confucius. This is the day that evolution. None of those work. This is the day the Lord has made. Evolution didn't make this day. God made this day. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I like this. Why? Because he says, I will. What's that word? W-I-L-L. I will. We're talking about something that you get after you die? No. We're talking about I will, as in make the decision to. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And just think about those concepts. This is the day the Lord has made. You can make a choice. You know, you can decide to rejoice or you can decide and wake up and be grumpy. It is true. And I do, I'm not that positive, you know, I like biblical speech. I like people when they quote scripture. I like that because I like the Bible. But, you know, but it is true that if you just frumpy, 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 frumpy in Eeyore all day, you're like an Eeyore. And I'll tell you, Ohio State Ron and I, he's a friend of mine, we know people that have come into our office in our lives in the last so many years, and they come in and they just come in and the rain cloud doth follow them. It's like, really? You know, have a strong wind come in or something and, you know, blow that stuff out of there. You can make a decision here to have the lousy day, or, you know, it is a lot of it is in your power to decide. The Lord has given you that power. You don't have it independently. God gives you that ability, and you either use it or lose it, so to speak. So this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. Be glad and rejoice. Do you know what that is? That's an attitude of gratitude and not satitude. Like that? I made that up. No, really, I did. It's the attitude, not the attitude of gratitude, but the last part. It's the attitude of gratitude, not satitude. So rejoice. The Lord's made this day, and there's wonderful things that he has for you and I. Let's rejoice in that. He's an awesome king. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.